petition for James Pennock, P-E-N-N-O-C-K, December 2047, addresses a letter to Dr. Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, Moon, M-O-O-N, D-O, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, consultation for Mr. Pennock with progressive renal failure over the last few years comes accompanied with wife. As you are aware, he has a history of rheumatic fever with eventual aortic and mitral valve replacement. Has developed progressive worsening CHF symptoms, found to have recurrence of mitral stenosis, has been evaluated at University of Michigan. They consider not a candidate for less invasive transcatheter procedures to have a final discussion for potential redo open surgery with Dr. Romano, R-O-M-A-N-O, an upcoming visit on April 17. He has underlying atrial fibrillation with a recent filing of the device for ventricular tachycardia about 2 weeks ago. He also follows locally with cardiology in Miklam. Medications has been adjusted, including recent addition of mexiletine, M-E-X-I-L-E-T-I-N-E. He has very restricted functional abilities. Used to be able to go to pick up the mail few yards away, unable to do it. It takes a lot of efforts to even use the bathroom few steps away. He's trying to do as best as possible sole fluid restriction with weight at home fluctuating in the 229-230. He takes his medications and diuretics in a regular basis. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He has a frequency urgency in nocturia from enlargement of the prostate with negative biopsy for prostate cancer. Denies recent infection, cloudiness of blood, no incontinence. Does have edema without ulcerations, wears compressing stockings. Denies chest pains, no palpitations, has not been using oxygen. However, today in the office, oxygenation dropped to 78 at rest. He has chronic orthopnea, PND, sleeping in a recliner. No skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Creatinine has, over the last few years, from 2018 to present time, progressively rising to a present level of mid-upper 2s with few intermittent spikes, probably related to medications adjustments and hospital admissions. Next paragraph, his past medical history for rheumatic fever with aortic and mitral valve disease requiring open heart replacement. The progressive CHF, he denies diabetes, hypertension, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TAS stroke or seizures. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding. There has been complications of cardiac ablation with pseudoaneurysm of the femoral artery, with bleeding requiring open repair, blood transfusion. This is around 2017-2018. He has a defibrillator, and there has been multiple episodes of firing of this, as indicated above 2 weeks ago, the last one. Denies any history of kidney stones, no thyroid abnormalities, no pneumonia, no liver problems. He does have obesity. Next paragraph, surgeries. For those two valves, open heart surgery, also implantable defibrillator, vasectomy, the femoral artery, pseudoaneurysm repair. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include Protamix, Clomax, Pisoprolol, Norvas, thyroid replacement, Emiodarone, Proscar, Xarelto, Lipitor, Nexletin, furosemide, iron pills. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 15, about a pack per day, discontinued 35 years ago, denies alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight of 234, blood pressure 120 over 40 on the right, 100 over 50 on the left, JVD 90 degrees on sitting position, obesity, dyspnea at rest, oxygenation was 78%, pulse 62, device on the left upper chest. He has walls at least a third bilateral, dullness worse on the right comparing to the left, sun egophony on the left. There is a systolic murmur. On the axillary area, I did not hear a diastolic component. Obesity of the abdomen, distended, tympanic, and dullness, oral ascites, edema as indicated before, hard of hearing, normal speech, limited mobility from hypoxemia, but no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, anemia 9.8, normal platelet count, white blood cell 6.8 normal, low lymphocyte 460, low ferritin 52 with an iron saturation 5%, absolute reticulocyte at 100,000, elevated pro-BNP 3,250, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 135, a low chloride 97, creatinine right now 2.6 for a GFR of 25, normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, PTH not elevated, 1 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, no white blood cell or bacteria, a protein creatinine ratio 0.81, which is mild elevated, recent folic acid and B12 normal, PSA has been elevated around 5.9. Thyroid studies, there has been a high free T4 with a low normal TSH. In our system, a transesophageal echo from December, ejection fraction at 65%, enlargement of atria. The presence of the aortic and mitral valve bioprosthesis. Next paragraph, a cardiac cath from November 2022. Mild degree of coronary artery disease without the need for intervention. A review records the last few years in our system, and I review University of Michigan assessment. An echocardiogram by themselves. Shows the bioprosthetic mitral valve with severely elevated gradients, severe prosthesis stenosis. The mean gradient was 13.13. Severe pulmonary hypertension with a pressure of 71. Pulmonary artery systolic pressure. Right ventricle is considered markedly dilated. The bioprosthetic aortic valve with mild degree of stenosis. As a preparation for potential open heart surgery, a CT scan, aorta, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Shows marked right-sided ventricular enlargement with mild hypertrophy, severe mitral annular calcifications, also calcification of the bioprosthetic mitral valve replacement leaflets, a number of non-calcified as well as partially calcified lymph nodes throughout the mediastinum, right hilum, H-I-L-U-M, and few supraclavicular lymph nodes. Etiology to be determined, the presence of moderate-sized right-sided pleural effusion, small on the left, associated compressive atelectasis, as well as interstitial alveolar edema. There is bilateral renal cyst, the largest one on the right kidney, 7.4 centimeters, and 3.1 on the left. There is a single renal artery bilateral, without stenosis. There is severe coronary artery calcification. Next paragraph, the rate of change of creatinine. it was normal. Early 2018, around 1 to 1.1. By August of that year, likely from intercurring events, as high as 1.8, with later stabilization around 1.4, 1.5 throughout 2019. By 2020, some acute changes and then stabilizing around 1.6, 1.7. 2021, acute changes as high as 2, 2.1, and then stabilizing around 1.6. By late 2022, in the twos. 2023 as high as 2.7 and now stabilizing around 2.6, 2.4, GFR around 25, 27. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic renal failure, progressive with acute intercurring events change. This is likely related to current heart abnormalities, cardiorenal syndrome. I agree with your diagnosis. An effect of treatment, including diuretics. There is no evidence of major activity for blood cells or inflammation to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. There is a low level of protein in the urine, which is not nephrotic range. There is no evidence for obstruction of kidneys or urinary retention. There are incidental bilateral renal cysts, as indicated before, and no evidence for renal artery stenosis on recent CT scan angiogram. He did receive hydration prophylaxis for the recent IV contrast within the last few weeks. Next number, rheumatic heart disease, with prior aortic mitral valve replacement with evidence of severe recurrent mitral valve stenosis and secondary pulmonary hypertension, dilated right heart, decreased ejection fraction, functionally advanced stage 3-4, New York Heart Association. He needs oxygen. I talked to you the day of the encounter, which you are going to arrange. Awaiting final decision from University of Michigan if he will be a candidate for redo open heart surgery. He already is considered not a candidate for less invasive procedure. There is a risk that they might also not be able to do anything at all. Patient and wife has been already approached about potential palliative care. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, no present active bleeding. That means potentially receive intravenous iron, as anemia will be exacerbating the symptoms of CHF. Next number, hypertension, presently running in the low side, likely related to his heart condition. Consider potentially minimizing amlodipine blood pressure. He will need to stay on diuretics and beta blockers for his arrhythmia abnormalities. Next number, anticoagulation. Next number, antiarrhythmics, including imiodarone, mexiletine for recurrent ventricular tachycardia. Next number, thyroid abnormalities associated to imiodarone exposure and replacement. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, but no documented urinary retention. Next number, morbid obesity. Next paragraph, comments. The situation is very guarded, high risk of morbidity and mortality. Kidneys are going to follow what happened to the heart and treatment-related conditions. We will monitor chemistries. No indication for dialysis today. Dialysis probably will not be an option for him, as he will not solve the mitral valve stenosis, which is severe. We will follow with you, end of dictation.